should preface this with you are one of the next top credit union executive finalists up there on stage and talking. Let's give folks a quick reminder on what your project is.
Sure. So my project, it was to stand up a PMO, a project management office, mm-hmm. which is the place where everything good project lives in an organization. Mm-hmm. Our vision is to develop project leaders to implement DuPont strategy mm-hmm. through well-managed projects. So we want people who know their stuff project-wise but are aligned with the strategic vision of the organization mm-hmm. to be able to use good project management best practices, mm-hmm. tools and techniques mm-hmm. appropriately to do their project well in support of the overall vision that our organization is going for.
Very cool. So how did this project come about? What was the spark that brought it about?
So this probably goes back 2 years to when I did my first project at DuPont. It was a big project, a card conversion. We did a change in brand. We had EMV coming out all at once.
Oh boy.
And I had a big moment of, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I got some project management training. DuPont was very supportive in helping me out, you know, all the leaders there. So I loved learning about project management. And so I continued to learn and grow in that area. And as I was learning and growing, I stumbled on this PMO thing, mm-hmm. loved learning more about that, mm-hmm. and said, hey, this could really solve some project problems that we have at mm-hmm. DuPont, and was able to get in touch with project management community, credit union community, learn how other people are doing their PMOs, mm-hmm. and start to piece together what it could look like at DuPont. Mm-hmm. And fast forward a year, here we are, we're in kind of a prototype mode, but I'm very happy with the strides that we've made so far and standing up our PMO.
What benefits have you seen so far since you've, I don't know if you've officially implemented, but you said you're kind of still in the development phase, or so what, have you seen any benefits from it yet, or still too soon, or?
Yeah, we've seen benefits. Okay. No hard numbers on anything yet. Yeah. However, we have definitely seen people's awareness of projects and the importance increase. Mm-hmm. As we've gotten all our projects in one place, we can check for project overlap. We had one guy working on one project, one guy working on another project in different departments, and it turns out they were on the same thing, two different areas. So, you know, catch those kind of things, right? Able to source. We have an enhancement inbox, mm-hmm. so we can source good ideas from all areas of the credit union. Mm-hmm. Check that they align to strategy, but get a lot more projects that supplement the strategy that we're doing mm-hmm. that maybe senior leaders don't have vision to.
Is that kind of prioritizing what's aligned with the credit union's vision, basically? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we get our big projects from senior leaders. Mm-hmm. That's the strategy we're going towards. Mm-hmm. And then we have different projects and ideas that kind of pop up that we filter through this process, mm-hmm. this portfolio management process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, knock off the ones that either don't align to the vision or just aren't quite sustainable. And take the best ones and the ones that are supporting strategy and work on those projects.
Okay. What are some of the goals of this project? Or probably the one big goal, and then where do you want to take it?
Yeah. So our goal sounds fuzzy, but it's do everything projects better. So, like, get better at the projects here. So to break it down to more specifics, I would say we want to be able to be on scope, on budget, on time, like the big three as far as getting projects done well. We also want to be able to engage the organization in good project management principles, get kind of that into the culture of DuPont. So develop good project leaders, like our vision's going after. And we also, with the enhancement inbox, want a way to be able to source our big project from senior leaders, but also, we never would have known that members had a trouble with the memo line on their cashier's checks, right? Nobody knows that until an employee who sees it every day submits it in the enhancement inbox. And we're like, great. And this fits with what we're doing over here. And let's do it.
Okay.
So,
very cool. Nice, practical application there. So where do you want to take? I mean, is this something that can be implemented at credit unions nationwide? It sounds like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, outside of credit unions, per the Project Management Institute, 70% of organizations have a PMO of some sort, mm-hmm. which is great. From trying to learn what that stat is in credit unions, I don't know exactly. I haven't been able to find that number, but it seems like this is the direction that a lot of credit unions are going, mm-hmm. is to get a little more formal with their project management, mm-hmm. stand up a project management office. Mm-hmm. And so it will look different mm-hmm. at every organization because your organization's niche and needs mm-hmm. for projects are different,
right.
But definitely applicable to all credit unions.
Ah,
Very cool. Let's see here. Looking at my notes here, the PMO police. I love that terminology. Yeah, what do you? What I know what you meant because I saw the presentation. But yeah, for folks that didn't see the presentation, what's that all about?
Yeah. So one of the top reasons that PMOs can fail, so something to avoid, is if the project management office becomes too bureaucratic, or the project police, and so they're putting a bunch of, you got to fill up this form, you got to talk to this person first, do, you know, this report to get a project going. Well, you're kind of putting more burden on the projects than you need to. So that's the project police that comes in and puts unnecessary burden on the projects coming out.
Yeah, and they can either push it along at an efficient pace, or they can just grind it to a halt.
Sure.
Exactly. So let's see here. And just kind of any other final words to wrap up here? I mean, a great presentation, obviously, great idea. The other question was, what have you learned through this whole NextTalk Credit Union executive process? What's been one of the big takeaways here for you?
Yeah, a lot. So, I'm a very technical-minded, more detail-oriented person. Mm-hmm. So I have a tendency to be the project police. So it was very helpful through the coaching, through the contest, mm-hmm. getting reviews from my other coworkers to scale down the technical piece and to show the higher level, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why is this valuable? Mm-hmm. The bigger vision of the PMO. Mm-hmm. So hence the vision, right? Before, it was just interested in the details.
Right.
Now I got a vision of, it's important to get the project leaders to do the strategy through the well-managed projects. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what is really valuable to the credit union.
Yeah.
So that perspective shift for me has really been my biggest takeaway in this whole process.
Right on.
And
so,
which I'm very grateful for.
And this will help you down the line as well, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yeah, to continue to get a bigger vision for what we're doing at the credit union, I'd love to continue in this direction. Like, chief strategy officer my kind of the next step that I've got in my scope. So, you need that big perspective. You need those relationship skills. You need to be developing project leaders, not just be really good at a work breakdown structure.
So. Very cool. All right. Josh, any last words to wrap up here? Great job up there.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful to so many people back at DuPont, particularly Cheyenne Bridge, my fellow project manager, who's helped. This half of this is hers, really. And to the big three that are sponsoring this event, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here, mm-hmm. Show my stuff, show my project, and to meet all these great people.
Right on. Great message to end on. Josh, well done, sir.